The following Northwest Regional News Story was produced in cooperation with a consortium of public radio stations in Washington, Oregon, and Idaho.
Now you too can generate your own wind power. A small company in Newburgh, Oregon is making and selling residential-sized wind turbines, but there are lots of details to consider, not the least of which the high purchase price and what the neighbors will think. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
If you're paying any attention at all, you can't miss all the stories about big wind farms sprouting around the West. Wind power is hot, no doubt about it. Perhaps that has you wondering, could you harness the wind? If so, you're not the only one.
The desire for people to be able to make their own energy from the wind that's there on their property is very common and very strong.
Robert Preuss owns Abundant Renewable Energy, a startup manufacturing business that makes residential-sized wind turbines. Some of Preuss's six employees are working on small wind turbines in a machine shop strewn with parts and tools. Manufacturing started last year. Preuss says his company has sold 20 units. Only one is staying in the Northwest. They start at $11,500. Plus, you need a tall pole or tower. This is not something you bolt to the roof like a solar panel.
If you live in town, you're not likely to be able to put a wind generator up.
Preuss mounted the bigger of his two prototypes on a 142-foot tower in his yard.
To get the good, clean, clear wind without turbulence and plenty of velocity, you need to get up above all the obstructions. And in some areas, that can be 60 or 80 feet. In other areas where there's a lot of trees, well, you have to go higher.
The silver-haired entrepreneur located his business on a rural ridgeline. It overlooks Oregon's Yamhill Valley. He has relatively few neighbors, not that the product makes much noise.
There's a hum that comes from it at some wind speeds. When the wind blows hard, the wind noise is far louder than the wind generator.
Preuss has two or three American competitors and more from Europe. He figures together they have 10 million potential customers in the U.S. Those would be households on an acre or more with enough wind. Peter Moulton talks to some of the curious. He's part of a residential wind trial project co-sponsored by the Olympia nonprofit Climate Solutions. Moulton says people often think their breeze blows stronger than it really does.
Many folks think they have wind, and indeed they have seasonal wind, or they may have highly variable wind. But in order to have a wind turbine cover its costs in a reasonable payback period, you need to have fairly sustained wind resources throughout the year.
The first Washington couple to install a personal wind turbine fell into that trap. Theirs is not paying off like they'd hoped. Martin Fleming of Lake Chelan, Washington, has done better. Last October, he hooked up a wind generator to power the family home. Fleming says the whole setup cost more than $40,000.
I can see eventually, say 20 years from now, the system will have paid for itself. If you were just trying to make a buck, there are a lot safer, worry-free investments.
Fleming is taking advantage of multiple incentives to help his system pencil out. Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and California all offer renewable energy rebates or tax breaks. The homeowner also gets paid for the surplus electricity he generates and sends back to the grid. For Fleming, the societal benefits of green power motivate him more than the bottom line.
I've got a 120-foot tower with a 30-foot diameter blade spinning in the wind that's very visible for all the tourists that are in the area, people that go up lake in the boat. And so, this is showing that alternative energy is a viable thing.
Fleming says he no longer curses the wind that sweeps his hilltop property. He's generating five times as much electricity as his household needs. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.